I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
West Sacramento, KRXQ HD2 Sacramento, ESPN 1320, Sacramento's sports leader. Always live on the Odyssey app. Welcome back to hour number two of the ESPN 1320 Insiders. Get ready for the most up-to-date sports news and talk with the ESPN 1320 Insiders.
Hour number two, that's James Hamm. I'm Kyle Madsen. We're rocking with you until noon. Then we will hand it off to D'Lo and KC. Those guys will take you up to 4 o'clock, where they will hand it back to us. Me and James will be out at Cache Creek, and Joe will be out at Cache Creek, and Charlie will be out at and Peter will be out at Cache Creek. we're doing a live show from the Major Professional Football League draft, because I don't think we can say that. The NFL draft is tonight, and then James and I will be at Cache Creek talking about it. From 4 to 5 p.m. on this very radio station, ESPN 1320 a.m. It's in the YOLO room. It's a ballroom, conference room, small setting. Come hang out with us while we do the show. And then we're going to the Elevate Lounge, and we're going to hang out. We're going to watch a draft. We're going to eat good food, and we're going to drink good drinks, and we're going to have a great time. So hope to see you all there.
There we go.
That's all I got.
I'm done talking
for the day.
I'm excited.
I'm joking. Lots to get into here in the second hour. Anything jump out from the NBA playoff games last night? The Jimmy Butler injury is the big thing. So the Rockets beat the Warriors 109-94. Jimmy Butler in the first quarter going up for a rebound. Look, I understand that when a bad play happens, there's an immediate leap to, was it a dirty play or not?
Yep.
Whose fault is it that this thing happened? Sometimes it's somebody's fault. Like, no doubt. What happened last night was, Jimmy Butler skied for a rebound. Draymond Green and Steven Adams?
Yep.
Were jockeying for position. And then Amen Thompson tried to squeeze through to go get an offensive rebound. And he lost his balance and he fell. And he just happened to fall in where Jimmy Butler had leaped. And Jimmy Butler came down hard on his tailbone.
Yep.
That's the extent of what happened. I saw people going, that's Amen Thompson. Dirty play. No, it was not even a little bit. Oh, he got pushed. I did not see him get pushed. I saw guys fighting for position for a rebound, and one guy fell into the least fortunate place on the court.
No, I totally agree 100%. I think that there were probably 8 other plays in that game that I thought were intentional and were dirty and yes. were crazy and yes. had no business being on a basketball
Correct.
Court. That wasn't one of them. It was a mistake. Yep. It was an accident. It's not, again.
It sucks that Jimmy Butler got hurt. Specifically for the Warriors, because was kind of they had chances. That's the frustrating thing is they had chances to get back into that game and they just couldn't get over. I think they got it down as far as 11,
mm-hmm.
And they just could never quite get over the hump. But the Jimmy Butler injury play like was a big play in the game. But again, like you said, there were would you say 8?
Yeah, at least
eight. Yeah, other things that happened were like. Nope, that's not a real thing.
There's like a comedy reel of Draymond Green touching people in weird ways. You're like, what are you doing?
It's honestly, playoff series doesn't start until that supercut comes out. People say, series doesn't start until road team wins a game. No. For the Warriors, series doesn't start until we get the supercut of Draymond Green doing FS.
Yeah.
Like, that's the... That's the official start.
Yeah, I'm watching. I'm like, what is that play? Like, why is he grabbing the back of that guy's head?
It's not
like, why is he doing that now?
And it's not even. I don't want to turn this. I always joke that D'Lo and KC talk about Draymond Green more than 95.7 The Game does, the flagship station of the Warriors. So I don't want to make this a whole Draymond Green conversation. But if you're just trying to embellish contact, and if you think you're being fouled and you're trying to. You can do that without throwing jabs and a right hook and a kick and then grappling and doing a wrestling move down someone to the floor and then going, they just...
Like, kicking someone in the privates.
Like, brother...
Stomping on someone's
feet
chest.
Feet on the ground, arms at your side. Throw the head back at that. If you think you got hit, just do that. People embellish contact all the time without winding up in a tangle of arms and limbs on the floor. It's like, yep. This is a specifically you problem, dog. Figure it out. And he's not going to. He's 40. Like, he's not going to figure it out at this point. He's not 40. He's like 35. But still, you know, he's not going to figure it out at this point.
He doesn't want to figure it out, Kyle. He doesn't want to.
I'm tired, James. Jimmy Butler, whose x-ray was negative. I shouldn't say negative. Showed no major damage. He's having an MRI. So they're calling it a pelvic contusion. Mm. Steph Curry, this is the play. He missed two games with this earlier this year. Jonathan Kuminga missed a game with it. It's TBD on whether he'll return. Our buddy Dr. Nirav Pandya said from UCSF, he said that typically a pelvic contusion, as long as there's not additional damage, is pain management.
Yeah.
So maybe Jimmy Butler misses a game.
Okay.
But that is still TBD, and it will be contingent, I'm guessing, on the result of that MRI.
Well, that
and if he's not playing, the Warriors are toast.
Yeah, Jimmy Butler's not a young man. So, like, we're going to have to wait and see what he feels like tomorrow and today. Yeah. Like, that looked like, you know, someone who gets in a car accident.
He didn't even fall on his... on the... How do I say this? He didn't even fall on the muscular area.
On the cheek?
He didn't even hit cheek first. That was all like, there was the bounce. Oh, I thought it was, I was like, he's done. That's 100% broken. Apparently it's not.
No.
I will say though, I can vouch I've landed on my tailbone a lot, like snowboarding especially, or on a dirt bike I had before.
Yeah.
A bruised tailbone, even if it's not fractured or anything, like it could stop you from being able to walk for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A bruised tailbone is very painful.
I've never dealt with a major tailbone thing, but I don't know, man. I imagine that knowing where that bone is, I can imagine it's just the worst.
Oh no, thing. It's horrible. You walk like an old man.
Oof.
Like I leaped up in playing football in high school during practice. We're just playing a game, and I leaped up, caught a ball, and landed on my tailbone. And I literally could have used a walker. Like a walker would have helped me for like a week.
Oh yeah, it's one of the most painful injuries I've ever had by far. Like yeah, it's up there.
Still not super impressed with the Rockets' offense, by the way.
No.
They hit more threes last night. They looked better last night than they did in game one, to be sure. Jalen Green was scintillating last night.
But that's
so good.
That's a problem. Like, either he's like scintillating or you're like, oh, where did he go?
Yeah.
Yeah, like it just depends on the night. I think he's got so much potential, but like there is definitely a question mark about whether he's a 1A or 2 or a 3.
He feels like the guy, if they were going to make a move, he's the guy it would be centered around. Because I think he's the player, and again, this is a reality of the NBA. He's the player that of all their guys is, I think, what he does for their team is most easily replaced. He might be a super high level version of it, but when you look at like, there's not a lot of dudes as good as Amen Thompson defensively just running around in the league. There's not a lot of dudes as awkward and funky as Alperen Şengün running around the league, who's a good distributor. He is in that. I think he's on his way to that Jokic Domas type of player where he's just chalk him up for a double double every night, and he's going to sprinkle in some triple doubles.
Yeah. Okay. So we talked about this a little bit with the G League, right? G League big men go down, and when a big man goes to the G League, he usually dominates because there aren't any big men in the G League, right? Mm-hmm. What there are is a bunch of 6'2" to 6'6" guards that score.
Yeah.
Like that's where Mason Jones sometimes gets lost in the shuffle because he's one of many players like that at the G League level, right? So when we look at the pro level, it's easier to find a shooting guard than it is to find a point guard. Mm-hmm. Like a point guard, you hand your entire franchise over to.
Right.
A shooting guard can, you know, you can mix and match. You can have a Keon Ellis. You can have a Malik Monk. Mm-hmm. You can have a Zach LaVine. Mm-hmm. You can have, those are three very distinct, different types of players. Yep. One of them is a pick and roll specialist that shoots threes and gets to the rim, is like instant offense. One of them is a 3-and-D, you know, 3-point shooter. And one of them is just a high three level score.
Yep.
Right. So they're totally different. But that's why you typically don't trade your point guard for a shooting guard. Because finding shooting guards is not nearly as difficult. And like we have it down in the notes. Like when I was watching him play last night, Jalen Green, it just instantly reminded me of Zach LaVine.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting because I need to go. I meant to look at this beforehand. This is poor preparation by me. But it feels like he's where Zach LaVine was a few years into his career. Like he's ahead of where Zach LaVine was at the same point of his career.
Okay.
But he's trending that way in terms of being that type of player where he might give you 25, 26 a night. And there's going to be his nights where, yep, hey, you kind of forgot he was on the court.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's going to be followed by three games where he gives you 40 and 38 and 29 and shoots 78% from three in that stretch.
Yeah, there's just moments where he catches fire and you're looking at him and you're thinking, that is exactly what it looks like when Zach LaVine catches fire.
Yep.
And then other times where you're like, come on, man, I need more from you. I need more.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think very, very close player comp. It's just a very young version of, and, you know, like if you're going to look around the league and say, who does it remind you of? And, you know, there's a big difference between, I don't know, like if your offense is predicated around a streaky shooting guard, you're always going to have some problems because when they're not hot, you're in trouble. You got to have another pitch.
But the ceiling for Jalen Green is so high.
Oh, yeah.
You could 100% see a team who goes, yeah, we'll if we're going to blow it up, if I don't know if this is real, just follow me. If the Bucks say, yeah, we're going to Giannis wants out, we're going to trade him. Like, I think Jalen Green is the kind of player that the Bucks, if they're going to start a rebuild with picks, like, yeah, cool, we'll take Jalen Green and other stuff and a bunch of picks. Like, yeah, we'll center a deal around him. And you see why last night. Second playoff game of his career, and he's dropping 38 points.
He just turned 23. God. Yeah, he just turned 23.
He was so good last night.
Yeah, his trajectory is like really, really impressive, and I think he will become more and more refined as he moves along in his career.
Mm-hmm.
The problem that he has is that he's on a team that is just packed with young players like him.
Yeah.
That are all top five picks, all top six picks, and you're like, you get lost in the shuffle sometimes, and your development sometimes can take a little bit longer because the guys next to you are young, and they're making mistakes, mm-hmm. and they're not exactly where they should be every play.
TC's on line one. He's got an interesting idea. Go ahead, TC. What's going on? You're on the Elk Grove Kia Talk Line.
Hammer Tom, what's up, bros?
What's going on?
Hey, man, just vibing. You know, it's draft day. So as far as the Kings, hey, what y'all think about this? I think it's a good trade for both sides. Zach LaVine straight up for Jalen Green. I know you were saying him, like, I'm thinking with Zach LaVine, but he's a younger guy, and I think he has fit moving forward on the highlight reel. What you think about that trade? I think that's a trade we can pull off for both sides.
Thanks, TC. I don't know if the Rockets would do that.
Yeah, I think there's a problem. The first problem is,
if I'm the Kings and the Rockets will do that, I'm doing that yesterday.
Yeah, because you're 7 years younger.
Yeah.
And on top of that, you shave about, I think it's around 15, 16 million off his contract.
Yeah.
I don't think the Rockets do it. You know, again, they have a bunch of young talent.
Yeah.
And maybe Zach LaVine could be a placeholder for a year or two, but like people forget that, you know, they have Fred VanVleet in the backcourt, right? And the Kings might be looking for a point guard. Well, they are looking for a point guard, and VanVleet might make some sense. Again, that's a whole nother story. But my point is that hiding behind him is they have Reed Sheppard, right?
Right.
Who's like a top four pick.
They sent him down to the G League for one game. He scored 50, and they were like, oh, well, all right, come back.
Yeah, I think like if the Kings were going to make a Jalen Green swap, it would have been when they had De'Aaron Fox. Mm-hmm. Like if you were going to go younger and the Rockets were always a team that I told everybody, that's the team I would trade with. Like the rest of the league, that's, you know, whatever. Like you can get picks and stuff. Mm-hmm. The Rockets, you can get picks and you can get young, incredible talent. And they might be willing to deal it because they have so much more of it.
Yeah, and I think with Jalen Green specifically, I think one of the reasons they might be looking to move him is they want to clear a runway for Amen Thompson to kind of take that leap offensively.
Yeah.
And if he's hoarding shots or if a player like Zach LaVine is hoarding those shots, we talk about it with Keegan Murray and DeMar DeRozan this year.
Mm-hmm.
And you just kind of see that ascension you're kind of waiting on just doesn't quite get there. But we'll see. If I'm the Kings and that offer's on the table, Zach LaVine and some other stuff for Zach LaVine and picks for... Yeah.
Yep.
I'm so in.
Yep.
I'm so in. You know what else I'm in on? Daily fantasy with Underdog. Despite the fact that I had, not only did I lose both lineups last night, actually I had one of them refunded. Shout out to Underdog, because Jonathan Isaac and Cole Anthony both didn't play in the second half of that game. They played 12 minutes combined.
Ooh.
Yeah, tough. Not only did I lose my Warriors-Rockets lineup, I went 0 for 4. I picked 4 players, higher or lower on their stat projections. 0 of them were correct. Usually I'll get like 2 out of 4. Or maybe 1 out of 4 every once in a while. But, you know, 3 out of 4, I'll get some money back with the flex play. Nope. 0. None.
You did really well the one time you brought him in and you said, okay, this higher or lower. And I'm like, lower. And you're like, oh.
Absolutely. I agree with him.
I did well when James did my picks? Cool. Nice. Thanks, dude. That's awesome. No, that's so sick.
No, because you're choosing the picks. And then sometimes, like I told you, I think one of the flaws that I see when I'm playing Underdog is that I look for things that I think are just lower because I naturally gravitate like, oh, that seems low.
Yeah.
Like I'm not going, oh, that's way too high. And that guy's, there's no way he's going to score that. I'm usually more on the positive, like, I think he'll score more than that.
Yes.
So I pull a bunch, and I think you do the exact same thing.
That is my process.
Yeah, almost all of them.
You've exposed me.
That's right. But I think that's where, if you throw a stat out and someone else goes, oh, I would go lower than that, you'd be like, well, why? And then we have a discussion. Like, with the one that you did go lower was Halliburton. And I'm like, I think I would go higher than that. And what happened? And
nailed it.
Halliburton scored more.
He scored 17 in the first half, and I had him lower than 18 and a half. Like, cool, man, whatever. Here's where I'm at tonight. Sign up for Underdog and just pick the opposite of this.
That's right.
This is the way to do it. K-Y-L-E-M, Kyle M. That's the promo code if you sign up. Okay. Cade Cunningham tonight at home. I'm going higher than 3.5 points in the first 5 minutes.
Oh, I'm in.
I need 2 buckets out of Cade in the first 5 minutes. I think Detroit's going to come out with their foot on the gas, and Cade Cunningham is the alpha and the omega for that offense.
Okay, I'm here for it.
OG Anunoby, I'm going higher than 16.5 points.
I'm also here for that. Good call. Okay,
thank you. And then James Harden, I'm going to go higher than 8.5 assists.
Okay. Yeah.
I just like that number. I so badly wanted to go James Harden triple-double.
Oh.
Because it was like a 9 times multiplier.
Oh.
But I'm ice cold right now, and I didn't want additional long shots in my lineup.
Yeah, I think they're learning very quickly that to beat the Denver Nuggets consistently, you have to mix it up.
Yeah.
And so I think James Harden assists is a good one.
So that's what we're doing on Underdog today. Again, I recommend fading that, given how cold I am. Download the Underdog app to play and sign up with promo code KYLEM. That's KYLEM to unlock a special offer of up to $1,000 in bonus cash when you make your first deposit. That's promo code KYLEM, KYLEM. Must be 18 plus and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/extend.html for details. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncbgambling.org.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're listening to The Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen, sponsored by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320 and 98.5 HD2, Sacramento's sports leader.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Now, back to The Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen, brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
I appreciate you so much. Joe Brazilli is the best in the business. That's James. I'm Kyle.
The finger wag is kind of crazy. I'm not going to lie.
No, you did that. That's the correct thing.
The wrap it up?
Yeah, because James and I were talking off air. About a sales related thing that I did not want to be on the stream. So we'll just talk a little business. And we had 17 seconds left in our break when I started telling that story. And so the mics aren't on. James and I are yapping. And Joe's like, bros, we got a show to do.
That's the right thing to do.
Well, yeah, because you don't want to get in our, because we're talking. So you just, it's the right thing to do.
Appreciate it.
Good job, Joe.
I'm going to add that to the move.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You got break. Oh, dude, you should have seen when I was producing a show at 95.7. Hand signals all the time.
Ooh.
Like, oh, great take. Oh, bad take.
Okay.
Like, thumbs up, thumbs down.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. There's a whole nother. There's levels to this.
All the hand signals you want.
Yeah, I got you.
All right. That's Joe Brazil.
We do have some not great breaking news from Shams.
Oh, dear.
5-star prospect and USC commit Elijah Arenas, Gilbert Arenas' son, was involved in a serious car crash early Thursday morning. He's hospitalized and placed into an induced coma, sources tell ESPN.
Oh, my God.
Arenas, 18, is the son of former NBA star Gilbert Arenas. So,
holy smokes, man.
Sending prayers to the Arenas family.
Absolutely.
Not
That's
good at all.
Brutal, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wishing him a full and speedy recovery for sure.
Yep.
Man, that's tough. That's really tough. All right.
Sorry.
Now we'll.
Where do we go from
transition
there?
Transition out of that, boy. You know. all right. Let's do.
I say
let's do some draft stuff.
Yeah, let's do more some NFL stuff.
I was just trying to figure out what exactly we're, because we have a draft show from 4 to 5 tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And for the people who are loyal listeners of this station, I don't want to be just regurgitating a lot of stuff we've already said. But also it's like that's what's happening today. It's tough, you know, we're producing on the fly. It's fine. So Daniel Jeremiah did a mock draft last night. Daniel Jeremiah is for my money one of the best draft analysts doing it. Mm-hmm. He's so good at player evaluation, and I trust what he says when it comes to player evaluation as much or more than I trust anybody else. Dane Brugler from The Athletic also is way up there. Where some of these guys who are big draft guys don't always they don't thrive in the NFL aspect of the draft. It's more like, okay, they can do the player evaluation, etc. But like when what teams are thinking and doing, sometimes there's a disconnect. And I think that's what's happened with Daniel Jeremiah's mock draft and the 49ers specifically.
Okay.
Because at number 6 for the Raiders, he has them going with Texas offensive tackle Kelvin Banks. I love the idea of offensive line and not Ashton Jeanty. Ashton Jeanty is an unbelievable talent. He was the runner-up for the Heisman. He just, like I said, go YouTube Ashton Jeanty and you'll find out why he is a consensus top 10 pick in this year's draft.
Super fun. And a consensus top 10 running back, which has not happened in a while.
Yeah, it's but Saquon Barkley is the name that jumps out, right?
Yep.
Look what happened when Saquon Barkley went to the Giants, and then look what happened when he went to the Eagles. Right? Like, the impact a running back has is different on a good team than a bad team.
Yeah, it's directly correlated with the quality of offensive line, with the quality of quarterback play, with the depth of wide receiver play,
yeah,
with whether or not you have a tight end who can space the seam,
sure,
and give you room to run.
It is so rare that you're going to be a bad team and be like, yeah, let's take a running back, and now you're just going to be good. And maybe the Raiders are that. Maybe Geno Smith and Brock Bowers and Max Crosby is enough of a core that, yep, we're going to plug Ashton Jeanty in, figure out the rest of the draft. It's a deep draft, so you plug in a couple, and hey, look, now we're cooking with gas. Maybe. If I'm the Raiders,
mm-hmm,
I'm going with whether it's Kelvin Banks or whether it's Armon Membu, an offensive tackle from Missouri. Maybe Will Campbell, offensive tackle from LSU, falls to them. That's the route I'm going now. Because, look, I need to keep Geno Smith upright. I need to keep whoever my quarterback of the future is upright. That just, we talk about with the 49ers. I think the 49ers are in a similar spot where that has to be, the trenches have to continue being a priority. And I know Ashton Jeanty is this awesome prospect, and it's probably super enticing to take him if he falls to six. I'm hoping the Raiders stay away because I think it would be better for them long term. It would be less exciting now, better long term.
I agree. Like, the way you build typically is from the inside out at the NFL level. Like, yeah, you have to have your quarterback.
At least you should.
Yeah, but great teams, like, they always have a great defensive line and a very, very good offensive line.
Yep.
That's how you build. Like, that's one of the flaws, I feel like, to some of what Kyle Shanahan does,
mm-hmm,
is that he does not specifically, like, focus on those things. Do they have, like, a flashy pass rusher in Nick Bosa? Sure. Do they have a great left tackle on Trent Williams? Mm-hmm. Sure. But they don't value that like so many other franchises do, especially the team who just won the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Like, Philadelphia, like, the last, like, 8 years, every single, yep, year, it feels like not only do they trade guys that are big-name, mm-hmm, guys, or do they let them go in free agency or whatever, mm-hmm, but they restock with other high-end, mm-hmm, like, incredible talent. And when you get to playoff games, it seems to matter.
So it's funny you say that, because Daniel Jeremiah, again, very, very well-respected draft, yeah, analyst, who I believe is one of the best doing it, out of nowhere, in this mock draft that he published on the internet, has the 49ers at number 11 overall taking North Dakota State offensive lineman Gray Zabel.
Hmm.
This is not a Gray Zabel take. Gray Zabel is a really, really fun prospect. He's like 6'6", he's like 320, he can move. He's probably going to play guard because he has short arms. He's probably going to play guard in the NFL. But he's massive, and he's hard-nosed, and he's just a road grader, right, if we're using the draft jargon. I don't hate the idea in a vacuum. Gray Zabel would start at left guard and be good for the 49ers. But this is where, when I talk about that disconnect between the draft analyst and the NFL teams, and I don't, maybe Daniel Jeremiah talked to somebody with the 49ers and they're like, hey, we're going to give you this info that nobody else has even hinted at. Mm. This is not even, Gray Zabel has never been connected to the 49ers. Never, never, not even once. Not even back when they were projected to pick in the late first round because people thought they were going to win the Super Bowl. Not even that. Not even then.
Yeah.
This is insane, and I never say never, but I'm going to say never on this. Because this is a matter of just team philosophy. Kyle Shanahan and their offensive line coach, Chris Forrester, both said on the record last year, we think we can build an offensive line. You just need five starters. You need five starting caliber linemen, and we think we can find those guys on day two and day three. Early in the draft, we're going to pick the guys that make plays, the guys who score touchdowns. That's the offensive, or defensively, the guys who can affect the quarterback.
Yeah.
That's what they're going to do early in the draft. The 49ers taking an interior offensive lineman 11th overall would be the most shocking thing that has happened for the 49ers in the NFL draft ever. At least in my memory.
Yeah.
I would be floored if they suddenly went, hey, you know what? This position we've never prioritized. We're going to take one at 11.
Yeah, that's bizarre.
It's weird. Like, I don't hate the idea that they go off the beaten path, but like we're both on the track that, okay, yeah, they're taking offensive linemen who can eventually replace Trent Williams, which I don't think Zabel can, or you're picking a defensive lineman.
Yeah.
I don't hate the idea that, you know what? Hey, maybe they go linebacker because there's just a bet. Maybe they go tight end. Maybe they Tyler Warren from Penn State. They just think he's so much better than everybody else. And you know what? Not a great need, but you know what? He's going to be awesome. So they take him. I don't even hate that. I would put offensive line, taking out the special teams positions, kicker, punter. Offensive line, interior offensive line would go at the bottom of the list of positions I think the Niners pick at 11. The very bottom.
No, I would agree with you. Like, there are cornerbacks that you could see and go, okay, I get it.
Yes.
I don't fully agree, but I get it. Sure. You know, I don't think there's, you know, a linebacker that they're going to take at that position, so, but it's defensive tackle, defensive end, and offensive tackle. Mm-hmm. Like, they are such positions of need for this team,
mm-hmm.
and there's a way in, I think that they should address all of these positions multiple times in this draft.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would not be surprised if they walked out of this draft with three defensive linemen and two or three offensive linemen.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, that's kind of where they're at as a franchise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe they're going to draft a couple other guys. Maybe they'll draft a running back in the third or fourth round like they always do. They're not going to, I would hope they wouldn't squander a pick on a kicker in like the fourth round like they have in the past. But like,
bro,
even
if that happens, let me just pause you right there. If the 49ers pick a kicker or punter, because Mitch Wishnowsky, their punter, good player,
yep.
Fourth round pick, by the way, 2019, I think. If they take a kicker or punter before the 238th pick is just the number I'm putting on it.
Seventh round.
Late seventh round.
Yep.
If you're taking a kicker or punter before then, I will be on the radio tomorrow at 10 a.m. right here on the Insiders. I'm going to invite everybody to call, but specifically I'm going to invite TC to call in, and we're going to fire Kyle Shanahan together. We're going to do that. We're going to do that on the Elk Grove Kia Talk Line.
That's right.
So that's man, I would be floored if Gray Zabel is the pick. Now maybe they trade way down in the first round. And you know what? He's just the best player on the board at
24,
28 or whatever. Yeah, wherever. Okay. Still wouldn't love it, but okay. I guess I get it. But philosophically at 11, it doesn't. And then Daniel Jeremiah got asked about it. Brad Graham is 49ers YouTuber who is at the draft and asked Daniel Jeremiah, like, yo, what's the deal here? And DJ's thing was, well, they need offensive line help, but I love Gray Zabel. I don't love him at 11, but it's like, wait, what? What are you talking? Insane.
Just throwing stuff up against the wall.
Do you know what else is insane?
Yeah, I think I do.
The fact that we're giving away $500 every day this week and every day next week.
Yeah, the Jump Shot Jackpot giveaway is insane.
Who's that courtesy of?
Our friends over at Folsom Lake Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, home of the big guy Vince Bloom.
The big guy Vince Bloom. We love Vince Bloom.
We do love Vince Bloom.
And you're going to love Vince Bloom too, because this $500 that we're giving away is courtesy of him.
Yeah.
So real quick, if you entered to win yesterday, check your voicemail or missed calls from a 916 number, because as far as I know, our promotion staff is still trying to get a hold of you.
There you go.
I'm checking, we don't have
yesterday's winner because you're not picking up your phone.
Yeah, that's correct. I'm checking my email now just to make sure I didn't miss something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, we still don't have a name for yesterday's winner because they have not yet responded to collect their prize. Luckily, you have two opportunities to win today.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to give you a keyword right now that you're going to enter at ESPN1320.com. There's a contest page you can't miss. You're going to enter this code word. You'll be entered to win $500. D'Lo and KC will also be giving you a different keyword later. I don't know when. I'm not planning their show. They'll give you a keyword later in the 3 o'clock hour. In the 3 o'clock hour, according to Jesse, their producer.
Yep.
they will also be giving you a chance to enter to win. So you can enter twice today to win $500.
All right.
James, would you like to announce today's keyword?
Yeah, today's keyword is three. T-H-R-E-E, three.
Today's number is three. Three. Like a three-pointer?
Yeah.
Like CP3? And you have to spell it, T-H-R-E-E.
Yeah,
you just
no,
get to type, you don't just numerical three.
Yeah, no numerical three. You got to type it in.
T-H-R-E-E. Enter that code at the Jump Shot Jackpot Giveaway Contest page at ESPN1320.com. That's courtesy of Folsom Lake Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, home of the big guy Vince Bloom. You will be entered to win $500.
That's
I
right.
I wish I could enter. I could use $500 right now.
Yeah.
Man.
$500 tonight? Cash Creek? Come on now, Kyle.
Are we gambling tonight? I don't know if we can talk about this on the
road. I don't know.
I think I'm gonna play a little bit.
You gonna play?
I think so.
I might
play. I've got with NinersWire.com, everybody check it out. I have a bunch of writing to do tonight.
Oh yeah.
But luckily, because it's just the first round, ideally, fingers crossed, it's just a one pick. So I'll have stuff to do, but once I'm done with that, I'm gonna go back downstairs and I'll be back around.
Okay.
Hanging out. So got some good news, RE the podcast. So not gonna have to worry about that. We're flying around right now.
All right.
I'm fired up.
Vibes are up.
Vibes are way up. Because once I'm done with that, it's drinks, food, and gambling time.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds pretty fun.
Yeah. I can't wait. Find a little blackjack table?
Yeah. I'd play blackjack. That's fun.
All right. Coming out with us tonight, live show 4 to 5 p.m. in the Olo Room. And then after that, we're going to go watch the NFL Draft in the Elevate Lounge at Cash Creek. It says 7:30 on the thing. I'm not going to bed at 7:30. Come on.
No.
I'm hanging out. As long as we're hanging out, you can come hang out. Anyways. The handoff coming up next. One of D-Lore or Casey will be in. Not exactly sure which, but we'll talk with them about the draft. We got NBA playoff games tonight that we got to dig into. And that's coming up next on The Insider, sponsored by Jiffy Lube. It's ESPN 1320, Sacramento Sports Center.
You're listening to The Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen, sponsored by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320 and 98.5 HD2, Sacramento sports leader. Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen, brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
And dang right it is. The handoff coming off in just a second with Damian Barling of D'Lo and KC. They're going to come up at noon. They're going to take you to 4 o'clock, and then at 4 o'clock, James Hamm and I will be back on the radio. We'll be talking about the draft, doing an hour. We won't be on YouTube, but we will be on the radio, 1320 AM, or the free Odyssey app. If you're like, hey, man, it's 2025, I'm not tapped in on a radio, or I'm not going to be around a radio, that's okay. Hit the Odyssey app.
That's yes? right.
Why?
What?
Why aren't you on the stream? The YouTube?
Is because a suitable answer.
Yep, I'll just show myself out.
No. That was the handoff. Tune in, D'Lo and KC.
Well, I didn't know if you were going to do your thing real quick, so I was...
No, the thing is done. I already did my thing.
You did the thing. Okay, all right.
We already went there.
No. Okay. We've talked about daily fantasy sports already.
Excellent. So, you okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
The reason we're not... that probably goes beyond something that I'm comfortable talking about on air.
Gotcha.
And we can talk after.
Okay.
Yep. But we're not going to be on the stream.
Okay.
Is there not planning on it?
Fair enough. Okay.
We might be on the-
I have nothing to do with this.
That's fine.
Okay. I'm running through scenarios in my head. I think I understand. Maybe a slightly difficult setup. Maybe a more downgraded setup if you did it.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, that's fine.
Well, that's what we'll go
with. Hey, how about the Kings, huh?
Yeah, Scott Perry, am I right?
Scott Perry won the press conference, am I right?
Yeah, he did. I want to go back to what we were talking about at the break briefly.
Okay.
Somebody in the chatty house asked if the Knicks lose in the first round,
mm-hmm.
if they would trade Kat and or Jim Garfinkel. Said, if the Knicks go down in the first round, do you think they might be willing to deal Kat or OG? I said no, right as you said yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
You think they would clear that out already?
I think it might be more maybe Kat and maybe Mikal more than OG.
Sure.
Certainly one of those two, Mikal or OG, but I think it would be Mikal over OG and Anobi.
Do you think it would be to break that core up? Because you said they might get Giannis.
Well, that's what I think it would be
and
for.
So, right, so that's what I'm saying. Obviously, everything for every team should be on the table for Giannis, right? Like that's MVP candidate.
Yeah, and there's a handful of teams. Houston is one of them. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Oklahoma City is another. And New York is one that has the assets to acquire Giannis Antetokounmpo and immediately be a championship contender.
Yeah.
The other teams that can acquire him might not necessarily be, you know, championship contenders. You know, Golden State is one that is long.
I think Jonathan Kuminga and some picks are going to done.
I think Draymond has to be in that, doesn't he? You would have to sign Jonathan Kuminga.
Yeah, to like a max
because you'd have
extension.
To have money. Yeah, yes. You'd have to move money somehow. I always thought Draymond would be a part of that. Of course, the second Draymond is away from Steph, he's going to retire.
The minute that trade went through,
The second they got a whiff, the second Rich Paul got a whiff of it, be like, no, he's going to TNT.
Yeah,
he's going to be a bad analyst,
a different place.
He's going to go somewhere. Yeah, he's going to go somewhere because he's fooled the world into believing he's good at this. I think there's a
couple of teams that are, you know, kind of on the, like, if something goes wrong in the first round,
you look at them a little bit.
The Bucks are the one, dude.
Oh, for They're sure. Absolutely.
The NBA offseason, let's just go down this path where the Knicks have lost in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
You've got potentially Kat, Mikal Bridges, OG Anunoby.
Mm-hmm.
The Bucks go down in the first round. You could have Giannis asking out. You could have the Suns doing whatever the Suns are going to be talking
about.
Well,
you already have. Yeah. Well, you could have Giannis asking out. You have Dame Lillard. You have the situation with Phoenix, as you were pointing out. Kevin Durant almost certainly. You have the ultimate, you know, wild card if they wind up trading, you know, Devin Booker, which I don't think is a thing, but it's the ultimate, like, oh, they're done.
Mm-hmm.
This could be, I mean, there's questions about Ja Morant in Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
There's questions about Trae Young in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of stuff. Like Casey always says, this could wind up being the summer of Giannis. And we joked yesterday or a couple days ago after watching the Pacers punk them for the second straight time. It could be the spring of Giannis.
Yeah.
Like, that man could ask out before Memorial Day.
This could get really wild.
It could turn into something.
Sorry, I thought there was going to be a pot. That's bad producing by me. Yeah.
I didn't even catch the. Oh, okay. I was going to say.
I'm a winner.
Yes, you're a screen setter.
So, and then the other two teams that are interesting to me.
Mm-hmm.
If that all happens, it means you might have Oklahoma City using some of the assets they have to make that move to just take that cat
and then just
meteoric leap,
just quit.
And the Rockets, the same deal.
Rockets are exactly the same.
Oh yeah.
One of those two teams could acquire one or two of those guys that we're talking about and just turn into this juggernaut for half a decade.
I don't know who's winning the title this year. I think I've picked Boston to repeat. I'll probably just continue to lean on that. Next year though, it's probably one of the three teams we just mentioned. Mm-hmm. Oklahoma, if they do what they're capable of this offseason, it could very well be Oklahoma City, Houston, or New York.
Yeah.
Because New York ain't it for me this year. They haven't been it for me all year.
Nah. They should be down 2-0.
And getting them, and if they lose in this first round, oh, chef's kiss. Put an end to this. And then work this offseason. Like, let me see you how you respond to this. Because they responded, the Mikal Bridges was, all right, we're competing with Boston.
Yeah.
Milwaukee's done. We're not worried about them. Pacers, they're cute. We're competing with Boston.
Not Cleveland?
It's not true. No. I don't think they saw Cleveland making this jump when they made that move for
You're right.
Yeah, I don't think they saw that at all. Now, once the season got going, absolutely. Now New York's competing with everybody. like they're competing with Detroit. Like, there's
the Pacers on their ass.
But when they made the deal for Mikal, it was they were looking at Boston and Boston only.
Yeah, no doubt.
And now, you know, there's three, four, five teams that they have to look at.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm all in on Mikal still. Like,
are
if,
you?
Yeah, if you could go get Mikal.
I love Mikal Bridges.
He makes $24.5 million next year.
I'm not paying him. I don't care. Make it work. I don't care.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It doesn't bother
absolutely.
Me a bit. Yeah, I like Mikal Bridges, though. I feel like that
especially
is...
Especially 24 and a half? Yeah.
I feel like that's a hill that I'm just dying on at this point. Because he
fine.
Keeps winding up in places where, you know, when he was in Brooklyn by essentially by himself, mm-hmm. like, hey, he's really good.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you... It's not what you want from him.
Yeah.
Like, you're not bringing him in to be your one.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, KC always used to... the best place to look at Mikal Bridges was Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
Can you bring Mikal Bridges in somewhere to where he could be as good as he was in Phoenix?
Mm-hmm.
And if you feel like the answer is yes, great. He's a notch below that in New mm-hmm. York because you have OG and obviously that's Jalen 1 and you got Kat there. And I feel like he's just kind of he's just kind of lost there.
Yeah.
And I guess I'll just die on that hill. Like, I think he's
with
a great
you.
Ball player.
No, I think so too.
James and I are on this island with you. We're hanging out.
All right.
We're playing Tic Tac Toe.
It's all yeah, together.
It's going to be great.
If you can, you know, throw like DeMar DeRozan to match salary and a couple of first round picks.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I would be all over that. I think it would be perfect. Oh,
because then you could just go Jalen Brunson, DeMar DeRozan, just your turn, my turn offense, and just go full ISO ball.
Yeah.
James
Next
loves
year?
That. James loves when teams. Yeah,
I want to move to New York and watch that every day.
James wants to cover that for the next 15 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The other thing, real quick, the other big playoff takeaway for me is that Paolo Banchero is here.
Oh yeah,
he is.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Magic have their shortcomings for sure, but he is ridiculous.
Him and Cade both.
Yeah.
I think have been. The league's got some.
Yeah.
And got some guys.
If Jalen Green keeps cooking like he did last night.
And that was incredible.
Force himself into that conversation.
Yeah, just the weird thing is, what did he have the night before? 7?
Yeah. Yeah, like, he was really bad in game one.
He's 23-year-old Zach LaVine.
That's tough.
He was good defensively last night, too, though.
He was. Like, yeah, I mean, you know, not shade. Like, they got a little energy breathing into them when Jimmy went down.
Yeah.
Like, that was still a... I mean, I think it was the first quarter, but it was a close game when Jimmy went down, and then it was like, oh, I know what I would have. They don't have a chance now. That's what I would have thought if I was a Houston. They have no chance now without Jimmy Butler.
Nope.
None. Because we know there's one guy on that side who can be a threat offensively.
I didn't feel like the Rockets, though, like, took that game. The Warriors just couldn't get over the hump. They turned it. They get it to 11. They'd get a stop. Turn it over.
Yeah.
Give up a bucket. Turn it over. Oh, all of a sudden it's back to 16. I didn't feel like the Rockets went in and like just took that game and dominated in a way that like they were down. The Warriors were down 14 at the half. Like I said, they kind of kept it around there and just ended up being 15. Rockets should have won that game by 30.
They're just a year away.
Mm-hmm.
The Rockets.
Yep.
That's exactly what we're saying right now. I agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen Thompson.
I'm still not picking them to win this series unless Jimmy's not back. If you're telling me Jimmy's not coming back or he's missing 2 to 3 games, then yeah, Houston's winning the series. But
my pick was Golden State in 7.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm still cool with that, if Jimmy misses 1, if he misses 2,
yeah.
Then
it feels like they can't win a game in this series without Jimmy Butler.
No, they wouldn't have made the playoffs without. They wouldn't have been in the play-in without Jimmy Butler. They are not good when Jimmy Butler's not on the team. What do you guys have coming up on D-Lo and Casey?
Anthony Slater coming up in about 45 minutes.
Oh, Slates.
Fresh off his trip to Houston, so we'll talk to him a little bit about this, the Scott Perry stuff. Yesterday, Matt George, final hour of the show. We can't push our draft conversation off any further.
Like, literally, you can't.
We
if
can't.
You're going to talk about the draft,
yeah, it has to
today.
Be today. So,
you can talk about it tomorrow after the first round happens.
It has gotten the boot 3 times this week. So,
I love this station so much.
The hopes of covering the draft today, they're sky high. It was written into the first hour yesterday. The 12 o'clock hour is important. It was written into the first. Still skipped it. Still was like, no, we were on Scott Perry for 2 hours.
I can't wait to find out what you guys talk about instead today.
We're talking about the draft, probably. If not, well, Kyle's going to do it at 4. Kyle and James will do it at 4. So even if we don't, who cares?
Just push it off.
Yeah.
We get it.
Full draft coverage with the insiders coming up at 4 o'clock.
D'Lo and Casey are talking about the draft in that they're going to promote that, oh, no, you can't. But we're going to be on air from 4 to 5.
Yeah, you can promote that.
Yeah, for sure.
The draft show at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, we talk draft.
Well, you could say it now because it's not 12.
Oh, yeah, we'll be out of Cash Creek.
Right.
You can't say that.
I cannot say that.
And what if we just did this every time? So James and I, we're going to be out. We're going to be talking about the NFL draft. We'll be watching the NFL draft out at Cash Creek. come hang out with us talking draft.
That would be great. That's a very visual bit for those that are watching. For those who are on the radio, like nothing happened.
You had no idea. No.
I forgot we were on the radio. James Hamm, Joe Brazil, I'm Kyle Madsen. Come hang out with us at Cash Creek today for our talking draft. We're watching the draft. 4 to 5 is our show, and then we're watching at the Elevate Lounge. Good food, good drinks, good times. We're sponsored by Jiffy Lube. This is the Insiders on ESPN 1320, Sacramento Sports Center. Drink water, be nice, people.